The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. What are your love your home makeovers, and what are ones you can do, I don't know, in like 15 minutes?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, because I have a number you can do in really short order that will really improve mainly the aesthetics of your home, so it just kind of looks better to you and to people who come visit. One is to upgrade any sort of drab plastic switch plates that you still have. They have some ones out now that have really great colors, beautiful scroll work on them. They can match or accent your decor really nicely. And even the most expensive, if you want to go with, say, a brass switch plate, costs less than $20 each. Or you can choose to spend just a buck or two for the plastic plate, but then decorate it yourself with some craft paint or some pretty decorative papers. If you have kids, you know, you can make a project of it. Great, especially to do that for your kids' rooms. That's a great idea.
Sweet.
You've probably also got, if you've lived in your house any length of time, some dinged baseboards, some little nicks in your door and window trim, maybe some marks on your walls. Well, paint does wonders for that. So you always want to keep around some extra color match paint that you have in your house just for these kinds of touch-ups. But let me tell you, even when you're doing a little touch-up out of the can, be sure to use a drop cloth for spot painting. I was touching up a wall in one of our guest rooms in our, as I've mentioned, our new house, relatively new house. And, you know, I thought, oh, I don't need a drop cloth. And don't you know, I got paint on the rug.
So, you know, if you'd gone to houselogic.com, you would have gotten the advice that you should have put the drop cloth down.
I was lazy. I didn't listen to my own advice. But thanks to Logic, I knew how to get the paint out of the rug. So there you go.
Then our plan is working.
Perfectly. So, okay, so another thing you could do to help the aesthetics, show your house a little love, is to change out drawer and door hardware with new pulls and knobs. So to replace pulls, which are attached to cabinets by a screw at each end, you want to measure the distance between the holes, not the length of the pulls, and that way you'll get a perfect fit. And if you want to switch from two-hole pulls to one-hole knobs to update your look, just choose hardware with back plates that are going to cover those holes from your pulls, and they'll cover any scratches you might have around there, too. There are lots of unique items that you can find on a great website called Etsy, ETSY.com, or shop home improvement centers.
All right. Let's go outside where the weather is okay right now to go outside. How about a couple of quick ways to improve your curb appeal?
Sure. How about paint your mailbox, for one? That's a really good one. Perhaps even in a bold color, you just want to check with your homeowners association, if you have one, to make sure that's okay. Now, if you're going to do that, you want to remember to scrub off dirt and rust and use rust-proof paint, $6 to $12 for a 10-ounce can. And now they come in lots of decorative textures and colors, so you could make it look like stone, or you could make it look kind of crackle finished. There's all sorts of interesting things you can do.
Well, this is great. And for more on all of these topics, of course, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.